This episode is brought to you by ITVX. Whatever it is you're looking for, from hard-hitting drama to side-splitting comedy, ITVX marks the spot. There's so much to discover, like the total comedy genius show Changing Ends, starring little old me, Alan Carr. Or the groundbreaking new relationship show My Mum, Your Dad, hosted by Davina McCall. Stream free with ITVX, the UK's freshest streaming service.
Welcome back to the show. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Good to see you. And you're probably like, not great to see your face looking like that. Well, I'm a little make-upped up, as the kids say in the biz. Just got done doing a Dr. Phil on Bad Friends with Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino. I believe it's coming out on New Year's, so get ready. If you haven't seen the Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino on my Dr. Phil live show at the Comedy Store, it's up on the YouTube. Check it out right here. Of course, the Matt Rife episode is also up on the YouTube channel. The Adam Devine Anders Home and the Bill Burr episode, all up on the YouTube channel. So subscribe so you can get all the goodies. And subscribe to the About Last Night podcast, which hopefully you are because you're here. Today's episode is a good one. One of the stars of the last Dr. Phil Live at the Comedy Store with Matt Rife, Brad Williams, is today's guest. Former co-host of the About Last Night podcast and now father, comedian, selling out theaters. He's a husband. He's a friend. And he has a new special out called Starfish on Veeps. Go to Veeps, buy the special. You can sign up for Veeps or you can just buy the special, but go do it. Link in the episode and all that jazz. Brad's one of the funniest. You know him, you love him. So enjoy the hell out of this episode and follow Brad on Twitter at FunnyBrad, on Instagram at BradWilliamsComic, and his tour dates are BradWilliamsComedy.com, and he's all over the place. Every weekend that kid is traveling. Go see his new hour, and again, buy his new hour on Veeps. And check out Brad and the Dr. Phil Live on my YouTube channel. Please also check out, holy shit, what else? This Friday, my first documentary, my debut as a documentary filmmaker, drops this Friday on my YouTube channel. Doug, the story of my friend Doug, who was paralyzed, became an Olympic wheelchair champion on the cover of a Wheaties box. It's an inspiring story that's funny, lighthearted, tugs at the heartstrings, and it's just a beautiful story. About a beautiful family, and it's the shit, and it's on my YouTube channel this Friday, December 23rd, so check that out. AdamRayComedy.com for my tour dates. This weekend I'll be in Scottsdale, Arizona, Desert Ridge Improv in Scottsdale, Arizona, December 21st through the 23rd. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. And then New Year's, I can't say where I'm going to be, but it's going to be somewhere I've been before, and it rhymes with Chex Mix. Kind of, it rhymes. I don't know. Figure it out, but I'll be there. It's near... It might be somewhere where Joe wrote. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. So that's New Year's. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. Merch, AdamRayComedy.com. Again, the tour dates, AdamRayComedy.com. 2024 is stacked and loaded, so go check out my tour dates and come see me. We're coming to Fort Worth, Texas. We're coming to Portland, Oregon. We're going to Boston. We're going to San Fran. Everywhere. We're coming. Come see me. And I think that's it. Adam Ray Comedy on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Ailen Podcast for those as well. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode with the one and only Brad Williams.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night Podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Fedora for a little bit. You haven't gone just hair in a while.
I haven't. It's been a lot. I had my fedora phase.
Everyone has one.
I was fedorable for a while, and I've been wearing these like.
You take the hat off, you take those jokes off too.
Right? Yeah. And then now I've been wearing these like Italian kind of newsy. Like it looks like I'm back in the day going, all right, son, you hear the Titanic just sunk. Like that kind of
extra, extra, read all about it.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
Woman fucks homeless man, then lets him drown.
Yeah.
That's the plot of Titanic.
Oh, that's right. It is.
I just posted a meme recently that got more engagement than most of my stand-up videos. And it's a picture of the old woman, and it says, I fucked the homeless man and let him drown.
Oh, my God. Okay. So let's talk about this, because we're both comics.
Yeah.
We both put out a lot of content.
Yeah.
a lot of stand-up, crowd work.
Sketches, trying to be
sketches,
active.
Sketches, jokes, just whatever we're trying to do. What has gotten me the most views in the last couple years of my career?
Let me guess.
What's that? Good guess. Nothing.
We'll be right back. The video of you dancing on the Jumbotron at the Broncos game.
Yes. That has gotten like 8 million views.
Holy shit.
And it's just people just like a happy dwarf at a Broncos game.
Of course they do. Don't act so surprised.
Going nuts. And the thing is, and you've probably noticed this, since that video happened, our video of you took of me at the Laker game, and we're at the Laker game, that went like re-viral again.
Wow.
So now, because
what people just the algorithm just was like, if you like that dancing dwarf, you'll love the same one in a different city.
Would you like a younger dancing dwarf? He's younger, prettier, thinner. Back when he was single, before a kid, you had a chance. Now it's just like I'm dancing on the Jumbotron at Broncos Stadium. I got the dad bod going. The beard was
you look great.
Very Santa-like. It's nice and high and tight now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know they were going to put you on the Jumbotron?
I did not know. So I'll give you a little inside knowledge. What was supposed to happen is I was supposed to play Minnie Miles, who is the mascot for the Broncos. They have Miles is the horse in the foam suit.
Right.
And then Minnie Miles is the smaller horse that they usually reserve for Make-A-Wish kids. But they thought, Brad's popular. And medicine's doing really well. You know, we don't have any kids clamoring to be Minnie Miles.
Great.
Let's
just take a beat to recognize if your wish is to be a mascot.
Yeah.
No judgment, but I guess Jim Carrey was busy.
Upgrade your wish, man. Your wish is to be in a sweaty suit that a bunch of other dying kids have had on before you. I don't know.
I just saw a clip of Ricky Gervais, real quick tangent, from a special.
Yeah.
Have you watched it? Is it out? Maybe it was just a clip. But he goes, it was him talking about it, and he goes, and I used to do this bit about Make-A-Wish, and I did a gig for him. And I go, first of all, they would hire me, and I go, I'm flattered. But first of all, I said, well, shouldn't your one wish should be to get better? And then he goes, no, obviously I didn't say that to them. God damn it. You know, like,
yeah.
It was just brilliant. But brilliant and dark.
Parents.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was supposed to happen.
Mascot. Not happening because?
Literally 2 days before. Maybe it went all the way up to Condoleezza Rice, who's one of the owners, and she vetoed it. Somebody vetoed it who was really high up.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Sean Payton. I don't care. He's got his back winning again. So, yes, that was supposed to happen. So instead they'd go, just come to the game, field passes.
Cool.
Great.
Yeah.
And apparently it's like Celebrity Day because and they had thankfully they had another actual celebrity there. Angela Kinsey from The Office was there, and she's awesome.
She a Denver girl?
She's her husband is from Colorado and from Denver, and she's a Broncos fan now. So they got Angela from The Office, and they got Brad Williams. Let's go Broncos!
That's awesome.
So she was there too. I got to talk to her and ask her why she cut me from Last Comic Standing.
No way!
Yes, that was a fun one. God. Where
she even remember?
Yes, because she was very like, I had no control. It was a producer in my ear. I go, I know they wouldn't let two cast members of The Office determine the cast of their reality show.
Yeah.
So I know you didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
But hey, I needed an enemy.
Yeah.
And you were already playing a bad person on TV.
Yeah.
So it was more fun to say Angela from The Office cut me than an executive at NBC cut me, you know. So yes, we had a little fun.
Is she not aware that it's 7 years bad luck if you don't pass a little person on
a
comedy show?
Is The Office still on the air? It's not.
Coincidence.
So I guess the curse is real. How many of those Office cat members cut dwarves from reality shows?
Too
My
many.
God,
they got
them all canceled. But yes,
being on the field ruled.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, it's never not cool.
Those guys are so big.
Yep.
They're so big. And then it was a Sunday night game. So it was Sunday night football, and Denver has this thing where people, paratroopers, parachute in before every game, and
cool.
They land on the field. They got Bronco flags, and everyone goes crazy.
That's a little bit of a crapshoot because they always are good.
Yeah.
But for, you know,
the one
knock
a million
on wood,
times
man,
it's bad.
I mean, like, fuck, dude. If you hit that field, pregame
and explode.
Bro, that is you move. Guess what? The show goes on.
Yeah,
but
they still do the game. I mean, if they don't cut, what had to happen for an NFL game to stop was DeMar Hamlin's heart had to stop.
Yes,
and he had to essentially die on the field.
Yes.
They brought him back, unless you believe the conspiracy theories,
right?
Which I don't.
Which or what?
That he actually did die on the field, and now the current DeMar Hamlin is a lookalike. That's the conspiracy theories.
You know what?
I don't think it's real. I think it's DeMar Hamlin.
Baron Trump is actually being played by Steve Buscemi. Everybody knows that it's a real conspiracy. Yeah, dude, that's one that I haven't heard. I'll say this. I don't believe it. It's definitely, I'm saying this based on nothing. That's not real. But it's fun to believe that
it's
it is.
It's fun to believe.
Because, wow.
Yeah.
Here's why conspiracy theories are great. You hear them and you go...
Well, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know that that's not.
That didn't happen.
Yeah. Wait.
But it was a night game.
So he had to.
So the parachuters that came down before the game had lights on them, and then the whole stadium went dark.
Cool.
And then we all had these wristbands that they could control the colors.
Like we had at the Super Bowl.
Yes. Who won that Super Bowl? You guys. Who paid thousands of dollars to watch what they love die right in front of them? This guy, me.
Who met Gayle King in line?
Okay, now it's back to even.
Oprah's Gayle.
Oprah's Gayle.
You even said that. You go, Oprah's Gayle. She was like, well, hello there.
She responded.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, totally the appropriate response when you see a little person. Well, hello there. You know, you're just happy. You're just happy.
Didn't I just buy cookies from you?
Yes.
She was so happy to see you.
Yes. So they parachute down. And then somewhere in the first quarter or something, they put me up on the big screen. They didn't
unbeknownst to you.
I didn't know. All of a sudden, I got someone tapping my shoulder and saying, look out there. And I see it's me. Thankfully, they have my name up there.
Awesome.
And they have comedian right underneath in case you were like, why the fuck do I care about Brad
Williams?
People
would have looked you up. Yeah. But yes, thank you. Spell it out.
Yes.
So then they can go right to TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, and go, that guy.
Now, when you see yourself on Jumbotron, like most children, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And I say that like because most children are the ones that truly go apeshit when they see themselves for the first time.
Yeah.
Your body shuts down and your mind takes over.
Yes.
You don't know what you're doing and how you're moving.
Yes.
But you want to
do something.
Yes. And you want the energy to just raise somehow.
Yeah.
And you want to go nuts too.
People
that just kind of see, like if I'm like this and I go,
hey, like or polite.
Or we're number one.
Yeah.
You should be kicked out and escorted from the premises.
You're a sociopath.
You're bringing the energy down.
Exactly.
You don't. Have you not ever had a moment?
Yeah.
Have you never been in a position?
You have 80,000 people staring at you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And you just go.
You just do a little foam finger?
Yeah, dude.
Come on, man.
Eminem had his moment, and he chose to take the.
He won a damn rap battle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he did with his moment. He only had one shot. He didn't miss his chance to blow.
No. Apparently, he has a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti.
That's brilliant business.
You been to it?
I have not, but I want to. But yeah, so
they come in.
They show me, and then I don't know who chose the music, but they someone, and by the way, kudos to this person, because you could have done, you know, a little Randy Newman, Short People Got No Reason to Live. You could have done Ski-Lo. I wish I was a little bit taller.
Yikes.
What'd you go with? Baja Man, Who Let the Dogs Out. Very classic. I sounded like young Trump right there.
Baja Man, Who Let the Dogs Out. It's a classic. Everyone loves it. Everyone talks about it.
When I think of my favorite men, I think of Boyz II Men. I think of the Baja Man. Both men.
Your Trump has gotten better, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm trying to add, because Shane Gillis taught when I watched his special. Taught me, but I watched the special. And I was like, oh, he does the scratchiness.
Oh, yeah. And the growl.
He does the growl. Yeah. He does the scratchiness that was not there before.
Yeah.
He does that stuff.
And he breathes a lot now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Might have a little sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Get a CPAP.
So you start dancing to Baja Men, which is no problem. You've been here before.
No problem. Place goes nuts. Thankfully.
Do you feel it? Do you feel the stadium like as you're on? Like, what is that like?
there's energy building up.
Nuts.
And there's like a lot of people that are like, all right, I got my hot dog. We're in between the commercial break. Dancing Dwarf. I'm stoked. And then, now, see, here's my only beef with the situation.
Hmm.
Only beef.
The situation from Jersey Shore?
Yes, I got beef with him. He's out of jail. Good for him.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's out of jail.
Why the fuck do you know that?
He has a book. Go to audible.com.
You're here to plug your special. Situation's literature.
No. Don't go to audible.com. Go to Veeps. Go to Veeps.com/Brad Williams. Watch my new special.
Yes.
It's called Starfish. Yeah. It's good. I had time, thanks to the pandemic, to really hone that material.
Yeah, you did.
It's really solid. I'm proud of it. Veeps.com/Brad Williams. It's my fourth special.
Amazing.
Very, very happy about it, and I really want you guys to enjoy it. Why? And it comes out on December 21st. By the time this comes out, this will be past December 21st, I'm guessing. But December 21st is the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. Marketing! Marketing.
Great. Brilliant.
You think winter solstice, you think Brad Williams.
We'll come back to this, but have you given how much attention to the winter solstice? So then when questions arise like, so did you pick that day because you love the holiday?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the fact it's the shortest day of the year and I'm tiny.
So the solstice is just what? It's like early, what happens?
Are you asking as a like legit? You don't know what happens?
As me, Adam Ray, who is not well-versed in weather.
Okay. Winter solstice, based on how the Earth is going around the sun in terms of its rotation and the angle of the axis, we get the shortest amount of daylight in this hemisphere.
Gotcha.
So that's the shortest day of the year. Winter, days get shorter, and then after the winter solstice, the days gradually get longer until there's a summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year.
Yep.
All right, I feel like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Can I ruin a movie for you? Star Wars, light speed, can't happen. Okay, sorry. Light speed, and they're the same age. That wouldn't happen. You'd go into the future. Sorry. Okay.
Wait, tell me about the winter. Tell me about the winter solstice as Michael Caine.
So, the winter solstice is a very special time.
Oh, yeah?
The winter solstice is when the Earth's axis is on such an angle that we have the shortest amount of daylight in the entire year of the northern hemisphere. Southern hemisphere, obviously, it's a different angle. You know mathematics. And then the thing is, with less daylight, you know, sometimes people get the seasonal depression. You know this. Someone from Seattle. You guys get 180 fucking days of rain a year. And people get sad.
Slowly morphing into Jason Statham.
I don't know what you're talking about. So, in my new movie, Jason Statham, called Solstice These Nuts. In my new movie, Solstice These Nuts, I've got to kick the Earth back on its axis because there's an evil villain. Put the Earth off its axis. We have no more daylight. Doesn't work for Statham. I ninja kick the Earth. It goes back on its axis. And now we're back to normal, happy ending.
I know your plan was to pitch a movie that should not exist, but now all I can think about is when do I get to see Solstice These Nuts?
Solstice These Nuts. Solstice These Nuts. Now available on Tubi.
Yeah, it has to be.
Solstice These Nuts will also be available on Veeps. Yeah. So you go to Veeps.com, you watch Solstice These Nuts, and then you go and you watch Brad Williams' special. That bloke. Bloody funny.
Fuck yeah.
Bloody funny.
We're coming back to the special. I want to finish the Bronco story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, okay. So, place goes nuts.
Yeah, place goes nuts.
You're feeling that energy. Yeah. And then what happens?
So, I don't really think anything of it until I get sent the clip by a bunch of people who were also at the stadium. Like, holy shit.
Oh, my friend.
One of your friends.
To me. And then I immediately sent it to you.
Yes.
Wait, did you know? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. What? I was about to ask.
Did you know you were being filmed?
Did you know you were on the Jumbotron?
Yes.
When literally in the video I see you go,
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay.
So the thing about it is I posted on my socials, it goes crazy. Now, I'm at the game with three friends.
Yeah.
I'm at the game with my buddy Pete, who you've actually met.
Yeah, I love Pete.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I'm at there with my friend Justina that I know from Denver, and then I'm there with my friend Rob, who is the master distiller at Black & Whiskey, which is Metallica's whiskey.
Cool.
Now Justina's sitting next to me. Justina's an attractive woman, and this is when I get mad. Because the fucking narcs on the internet are just like, does Brad's wife know he's with that woman? And it's like, I'm not Mike Pence. I'm allowed to be out there and be seen with a friend who happens to be a female.
Oh, my God.
Like, yes, I'm aware. Jasmine's aware. My wife, she's aware. Everyone's fine.
Is that really his friend Pete? Or is that his wife, Jasmine, in disguise to make sure everything, to make sure the haters.
Oh, my God. Because I've never been sat at a stadium next to a woman that was not my wife.
Get the fuck out of here.
Calm down. And they're completely ignoring the fact that my buddy Rob is sitting next to me. Rob has mutton chops. That's how much tits beat out everything else.
Always.
There's a dude with mutton chops,
hey man,
lip syncing to Who Let the Dogs Out.
Doesn't matter.
And everyone's like, don't care. Titties. That's what they're going
titties
for.
Titties trump most things.
Apparently. Titties trump. Titties trump. I wanted to name my daughter Titties Trump. Melania never says no to me. She said no that time.
There's still time.
There's still time. Tiffany could change her name. Titties Trump.
She's only a few letters away.
It's already TT initials. It's great. It's doing great. Teddy's Trump.
So they take you down to the field.
Yeah, they take me down to
post-game,
the field.
Post-game, yeah? Oh, no, pre-game, I think.
Pre-game. It's just, it's sweet. They gave me a replica of the 1998 Super Bowl championship ring.
Wow.
And it's like,
wow.
It's big.
I love that the replicas are still close to actual size.
It looks shiny, you know. Yes,
because I bought a Brad Williams blow up doll, and it was not to scale.
Cock was way too big.
Way too big.
Mine's much smaller.
Ass was proportionate.
Yes, ass was good.
Head was fine.
It's all right.
Not the size of the head on the neck. The head that the doll gave me was fine.
Didn't have the soft touch though. Didn't have the nice soft caresses.
Can you imagine
of the hands that have never worked a day in their lives?
Can you imagine?
What's up?
That your fame and stardom continues to rise.
Okay.
To where you get approached.
Yes.
By a blow up doll company and says, "We'll give you $10 million."
Where do I sign?
To sell these at your show. All you have to do is bring like 20 a show.
Great.
And do a bit with them on stage and then sell them.
Yes. Done. All right. I don't know the sex doll corp.
It's got to be.
Mini doll, hand doll. I don't know.
And you bring someone.
Doll titties.
Maybe your hilarious opener, JB, is tasked with the job of blowing the dolls up because you can't bring them pre-blown. You got to be in a suitcase, and they're deflated.
He would quit so fast. If I told JB, "You want to stay on the road with me, kid?" Kid, he's 2 years younger than me. You want to stay on the road with me?
There's a suitcase of me.
Get back there and start putting your mouth on that small little opening.
And sorry, the opening.
Then start blowing it. And start blowing it.
Start filling me up.
Oh my God! He'd quit so fast. But yes, I would absolutely do that. I'm the guy, and my wife and I were both doing this. We were trying when my daughter was just born. My wife had some extra milk, you know, some extra milk that she pumped. We were trying to find some bodybuilders to buy the breast milk.
Oh,
because they like that stuff.
That's what they drink.
I don't know. Why? I don't know what the rumor is. Extra protein? I don't know.
Bodybuilders and something. Eric Griffin love women's breast milk.
Eric Griffin's like, why are you throwing me under the bus?
And not under the bus.
No,
in the bus. Of people who drink breast milk.
That's him. If there's a bus driving to some titties, not to fondle the titties, but to drink the milk.
Now, hold on a second. Pull over real quick. That's them girls without a breast milk. Love you, Eric.
Yeah. Yes, so I'd be totally down if someone was like, "Yeah, we want to make a Brad Williams sex doll." Mm. If someone wants to make a mold of a dwarf dick and sell a dwarf dick dildo, which by the way they're playing Coachella,
the original DDD,
the original triple D, not Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
No,
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, not Dungeons and Dragons and Dildos,
no.
Which was a spinoff that
no.
Parker Brothers,
Dungeons and Dragons and Dildos. I actually saw that porno. It's a good one.
Have you played Dungeons and Dragons?
I have. I played it one time, you know what? Good for everyone who finds joy in
totally.
That. Not for me.
Great answer.
That's okay.
Yeah, don't understand it either.
it's always really awkward when someone and goes, Brad, you're the wizard. And then they look at the other person and go, and you're going to be the dwarf. And I'm like, the fuck they are. Fuck they are. They're going to be the dwarf. Does he have a battle axe?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm the dwarf. You don't get to be like, no.
There's few places like that where you got to put your foot down and go,
yeah.
You know what? No.
No, that's me.
Yeah.
Like some dads will be like, no, I'm the top hat in Monopoly. For me, it's like, no, I'm the dwarf. I'm the dwarf in Golden Axe. If we ever play that, the young kids have no idea what game that is. Google it. Sega Genesis. And I'm the dwarf in Dungeons and Dragons. And by the way, if there's no dwarves, that's fine. But let's not be going on a quest and then you're like, and then you turn a corner and there's a horde of angry dwarves. And I'll be like, all right, then I'm going to make friends with them. They're cool as shit.
Yeah, this game rules.
I'm not fighting them. It's a convention. We're going to have a little orgy? Is that what's happening?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. And by the way, it's not a horde.
No.
Everyone knows it's not a horde of dwarves.
No.
It's a dinklage of dwarves. Everyone knows
that.
Oh,
my God.
Murder of crows, flock of seagulls, dinklage of dwarves.
We'll be right back.
Everyone knows that.
Oh, my God.
Everyone
knows.
Lions
and tigers and bears.
Oh, my. It's been said it's been said a million times. Now, don't worry. The Dinklage of Dwarves bit is not on the special.
Ooh.
Which you can find on Veeps.
But it could be. Hey, guys. Adam Ray here. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I hope you have shaved your pubes. And if you have, I hope you did it with Manscaped. Because right now, Manscaped is getting us ready for the holiday season. Your balls, your face, your legs, anything that's growing hair. Now, look, Manscaped is the place that Santa and all the elves are going to keep things trim and to keep things groomed in the right department, because you don't want that bedroom to be a place where a girl takes your pants off and goes, oh, what the fuck? You want her to go, ooh, someone's taking care of their buddy. Well, Manscaped is here to take care of you. And not only are they the leaders in waste grooming, but they've just launched their fifth generation lawnmower to help you, yeah, you, avoid another silent night, get it, in the bedroom. So take care of yourself. Don't be a bitch and get Manscaped, okay? Take care of your South Pole and then everything can be hunky-dory. Are people still saying that? Get the best stocking stuffer of all time by going to manscaped.com and using promo code AboutLastNight for 20% off. Wow, plus free shipping. That's promo code AboutLastNight at manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping. Mrs. Claus will thank you. So much stuff. They've got the nose and ear trimmer. I use that. The weed whacker. For the balls, obviously, the Beard Hedger Pro Kit and the Shears 3.0 Nail Grooming Kit. All this stuff is stuff that guys need. We don't take enough time and consideration and curiosity for our fucking bodies, and it's time to do it, okay? 20% off and free shipping with the promo code AboutLastNight at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo code AboutLastNight and say ho, ho, ho to your nutsack. Closing out the Denver Broncos story.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about Dungeons and Dragons and dildos for the last 20 minutes. So you're on the field. I just want to know, the game itself, because this is one of the things we always talk about, are the perks of, it's not why we're doing it.
No.
But I was just telling somebody,
awesome.
Which I can't help. Every time I bring up, oh, blah, 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 2019 Celebrity All-Star Game, I, first of all, don't believe that I'm saying those words. Because you look at now, too, there's less and less comedians and just actors playing in the game. This last time it was like all the MTV Movie Award music video. You know when you turn on MTV Billboard or an award show where you're just like, they're like, and now it's Funky Cheese.
And I'm like, I have no idea that is. And I'm old as fuck.
Tampon City for best new artist.
Yeah, you're like, I have no clue.
It now feels like that a little bit for me with the NBA Celeb All-Star Games, the last few years. Ours was the last one where it was like,
You know,
we might have been on the more unknown side, but I don't know, man. The ref fucking immediately was like, yo, Brad.
Yeah.
And then was like, I listened to the pod, and then he was like, hey, and then you were like, can we do this bit with the tip? So.
Oh, okay. By the way, not the first time I've asked if I can do a bit with the tip. Anyway, I have an update from the 2019 Celebrity All-Star Game.
Please.
So, in Denver, the same week, different weekend. I played Comedy Works, and what an amazing time for comedy.
By the way,
because I played Comedy Works downtown. I did 7 shows.
I'm just gonna say, I remember when I went there with you.
Yeah,
and those shows were probably sold out or close to, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because it was probably 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, and now they're adding shows.
Yeah, that's bonkers.
Madness.
Dude.
And down the street, the same weekend, Mark Norman was playing the Paramount Theater there.
Whoa.
So he would come by after his shows. We'd hang out. He was great.
Because Downtown Comedy Works is the hang after.
Yeah. And then Kathleen Madigan was also at the Paramount Theater. And that was great. Yes, Mark Norman did it one night, and then Kathleen Madigan did it the next. And then also at the Belco Theater was Hasan Minhaj.
Awesome.
And I text Hasan, and I'm just like, hey, dude, we're in the same – I'm putting together like a comedian brunch. Like, you want to do something? And he goes, yes. So I finally got to talk to Hasan, and this is why I bring up, because – I know Hasan's been getting through, you know, there's a little bit of controversy going on with Hasan. And to me, he finally apologized for the most egregious thing that he's done in his career, which I'm sure you are all thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
The most egregious thing Hasan Minhaj has ever done in his career is not pass the ball to Ray Allen. God damn it, Hasan.
He was open.
He was open
you
on the wing.
You know he was open.
And you took the shot,
you
Hasan.
Took the shot.
We were coming back.
We were on
our team
way
was on our way back.
Tying the game and winning it no tee. And you, of all people, you looked off Ray Allen.
I like that you went a little Vince McMahon there. Of all people. Oh, my God.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
I'd look right in your eyes and go, you're fired.
Yeah. But Hasan Minhaj finally apologized for not passing to Ray Allen. Not just a good three-point shooter. Statistically, at the time, the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Yeah. You know who's not on that list? Hasan Minhaj.
Not even the top 20.
No.
I looked.
So. It was bonkers. That was he did get a steal on an inbounds play shortly prior.
Yeah.
That I think got us a point or two close.
Yeah, and he slapped the floor after it happened.
And then I did a jump ball with NFL great Steve Smith, who earlier in the game dislocated my pinky.
And earlier in the game did a charge on me, and I did a you might know this now. If you look up how The Rock would take a Stone Cold Stunner, he would get hit, he would fall back, and then he would like push up and like do a little back roll.
Yeah.
And I did that when Steve Smith gave me a charge. Wasn't by choice. I didn't say like, ooh, I'm going to do this dramatic thing. No, Steve Smith, you're like, he's small for an NFL player.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but he's still a giant bicep.
He's a brick wall with arms.
He's a giant, yes, brick wall with arms. Can't say it any better.
I remember when he knocked my pinky out of place because Bad Bunny, I mean, this is just a hilarious sentence and play. I remember running around, you know, on a fast break. I'm just, you know, I torn my calf the 2 days prior. I'm out there. My doctor is like, you're going to get a blood clot. Don't play. I go, don't tell me how to live my life. What are you, a doctor?
Hey, you're still alive.
He said, excuse me, and then I hung up. And then
you're still alive, so joke's on you, doc.
Yeah.
Go back to school.
Yeah, I'm fine. And so I run all the way up on the fast break and circle around the baseline to the other side, and I say the words, Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny. Like the new version of Red Rover.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny, pass me the ball.
Yeah.
He passes late, one-handed. Still love you, Bad Bunny. Would love to be friends and have you on the podcast.
Yes.
But passes it, and I try to, and I, instead of coming to the ball, which is what they teach you in elementary school, I stand there and wait for Bad Bunny's pass to make it to my, and Steve Smith, who's on the other side of the court, fucking intercepts
because
it.
Because he's a wide receiver and speed.
And I remember I got back in the timeout, and you just patted me on the shoulder, and you go, ah, what in God's name made you think that you could get the ball, that NFL great Steve Smith's closing time would not semisonic into your arms and rip your pinkies out of their socket like you brought this upon yourself?
He's Steve Smith.
Yeah.
He's an elite athlete.
But we went for a jump ball, and I remember he just goes, because I went for it. I threw my body into his.
Yeah.
It was like one of those jump balls where I didn't even try to get the ball. I just boxed him out, and he goes, what the fuck? I was like, trying to win the game.
Trying to win the game. This means something to us, Steve.
Yeah. It does. That's why when you're field level for the Broncos and it's your team, it's not lost in you. It's so cool.
It's great, man. It's something that, like, getting to do these things. I know that you got to see a Seahawks practice and hang out and take a photo with Pete Carroll and DK Metcalf, who you want to talk about specimens.
No, yeah.
What's it like standing next to DK Metcalf?
Not real. He's not real.
No.
No.
He's an action figure.
He's an
Avenger.
He's even taller than you expect.
Yes, he's taller than me. I would assume
then
so.
Then you expect.
Yeah, okay.
Bert pulled his shirt up, and then he pulled his shirt up, and it was just like looking at, at before and after. It was like, but it was so, I mean, and not too far off because Bert's dropped like 70 pounds. But, but still not close to the figure that is DK Metcalf.
He's chiseled out of stone, and for some odd reason, with as tall as he is, he is recorded as the fastest player in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
He was recorded at a speed faster than Tyreek Hill, which is just bonkers.
Banana City, yeah.
I can't imagine being that kind of physical specimen and just seeing those guys on the field when you're at field level. When it's on TV, the 300-pounder looks like your friend who's 180, like looks like that. And then you get there, you're like, oh, that's what 300 pounds looks like. And then you see him move, and you're like, how the fuck are you that fast?
I know.
That's not.
I know.
What the hell?
Freak.
It's just insane.
Freak
and then you see them run into each other, and you're like, I would not do that. Like, even if I was that big, I would look at that guy moving that fast and go, no.
How great is it to be
doing,
extracurricular stuff on the road? You and JB, I know, are always seeking out the fun stuff. Last time you were here, you guys had gone to the Field of Dreams.
Oh, Field of Dreams, yeah.
Maybe in the Muhammad Ali Museum
Iowa.
As well.
Yeah, we've been to the Muhammad Ali Museum. We just do cool stuff on the road. We find all these restaurants. We go there.
What'd you do in Tacoma, Washington?
Oh, Tacoma, Washington. It was raining like crazy, so we did not go anywhere.
Yeah.
I went to this sushi bar, but there wasn't, I don't know, it was just raining too much.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Well, some weekends too, isn't it nice to just go, I'm going to catch up on some shows and do the shows and be rested.
New season of Rick and Morty. I'm going to have some fun.
Wow.
So did that.
Which Amanda helped cast.
Really?
Recast the new voices.
Oh.
Yeah. Her and her boss.
That's awesome.
Cool.
I love
that. They did a good job, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm
you can't tell the difference.
I'm loving the, I'm loving the damn show.
Yeah.
But we do like to do stuff whenever we're in cities. And we always think about this. We always think about the fact that, like, we go into certain diners because it's late at night. It's after shows. We go to a 24-hour diner, and we're, like, staring at people and be like, they look funny. They look weird.
Yep.
And then we pause for a second and go, you're a 6'3" black guy and I'm a dwarf. Yeah, they're probably staring at us.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
We're the weirdest couple in this diner at 2:00 in the morning.
Now, do you lean into that and do you like do things where like,
sometimes,
I don't know, you let him like, you know, feed you pie?
Favorite thing is this happened a few times. We go to a restaurant, a bar, or something, and then a guy will kind of see us and go, how do you guys know each other? And then I'll just go, oh, we fuck.
Awesome.
And then just to watch them do the mental gymnastics in their head. I'm like,
carry the one.
6-foot black guy. Dwarf.
B over 2A.
Who's the top?
Who's the top?
Who's the bottom? I don't know. Power bottom?
It's
power
racist
top?
If he's the top, right?
Yeah,
because
I don't know. Yeah. Is he allowed to? Is that sizist? Is that racist?
Oh, my God.
So I love watching people do the mental gymnastics. My other favorite thing to do, along the same lines, is people are starting to recognize me a little more, which is great. Yeah. I love it. If you come up to me and say, hey, Brad Williams, love your comedy, we're taking a photo, I'll call your mom. Like, it's fine. Like, it's great.
Call her what?
Whatever you want me.
Yeah.
I'll call her sweetie. I'll call her the best mom ever. If you have a weird relationship with her, I'll call her a whore. Whatever you want.
There's going to be cameos like that are coming your way.
All right. cameo.com/BradWilliamsComic. I'll call your mom a whore.
Don't get a George Santos cameo. Get a Brad Williams cameo.
I'm way cheaper than that guy, too.
Oh, God. What is he probably?
He's $500. I checked today. I was going to do it as a prank for a friend, and I checked it. I'm like, I don't like this friend that much.
$500?
$500.
That's unbelievable.
For a non-comedian. Talk.
I think Jeremy Piven and Tom Arnold were $500.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Classic characters.
You could have Ari Gold yell at somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
What does George Santos do?
I don't know. Nothing
he's
good.
He's like, sure, I wasn't in the Holocaust. Happy birthday, Diane. You're like, what?
My mom died in the Holocaust and 9/11. She's old as hell.
Yeah.
Happy bar mitzvah. What? Santos.
Yeah.
I could do that kind of stuff. If you recognize me, great, wonderful. But now there's a thing where people come up and they go, where do I know you from?
Okay.
And I don't want to go through the resume.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say thing like, oh, you probably know me from stand-up. And they go, no. I'm like, ah, fuck. Yeah. Well, if you were playing Family Feud, that was number one answer.
Yeah, into.
And if you didn't get it, then I, you know, so now when someone comes up and goes, where do I know you from? I go, ah, gay porn. I'm a big-time gay porn star.
Please tell me someone's been like, I knew it. And then they go, but what's your name again?
Yeah.
If they went that far, what are you going with?
Okay.
Jack Mehoff.
Yeah, but now I'm like all those
two
rappers
E's
that have Lil before their name, so I'm Lil Jack Mehoff. Yeah.
No, it's Mehoff.
Yeah, Mehoff.
M-E-E-H-O-O-F.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it's Dutch. Mehoff. Yeah, it's good. I'll take it.
Oh, my God.
Swedish. I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, the upswing in notoriety is cool. I mean, it's always been
so.
There. I even remember in the early days of the pod and the Kevin and Bean crew just being, or fans just being so loyal. But
yeah.
So now the social media stuff is really bumped it up a notch.
Yeah,
And this, and we talked about this last time you were here, too, but now it's truly, you know, I think you're getting ready to maybe get a theater tour lined up, and now it's been announced, BradWilliamsComedy.com.
Yes, over and 70 dates, 70 cities, and that's just until July. Some of the
you're going for it.
Some of the notable ones we're doing the Ace Hotel here in Los Angeles.
That's gonna be awesome.
Stoked for that. We're doing the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, which is the home of country music. That's over 2,000 seats. Stoked for that. There's a bunch of really cool because. There's a bunch of really cool theaters, and the Egyptian Theater in Indianapolis, I've always wanted to play that one. I know it sounds weird, but I played it as a young comic, as an opening act, and now I'm playing it as like the headliner, which is great.
Dude.
The Florida Theater in Jacksonville. So there's tons of dates. Like I said, 70 dates, and then we're going to be announcing the international part of the tour very soon. So that's going to be
Australia.
That's going to be Australia. That's going to be the UK, parts of the UK. There's different countries there. I don't want to announce the countries yet, but Norway, get ready.
Wow.
I'm playing Norway.
That's
what
so
the,
cool.
What the hell?
No, man. That's
it's weird. It's great.
How is what does TJ, our agent, say about all this? I mean, just he's seen the true progression been with you from the get-go.
Yeah. TJ Mark Walter, my current agent. He's been my only real agent. I've only had him. I had gotten even though this is an industry story, this is a fun story for people to hear. So I don't know if you definitely remember this, but for those of you who remember the old Live at Gotham show on Comedy Central, that was the kind of the showcase of new comedians that they thought were going to be something someday. I got
someday he'll be on the Jumbotron dancing to Baha Men.
Someday. Maybe, if we're lucky. Someday. And I got a spot on that show, and I see TJ Mark Walter before the show, my agent, and he goes, hey, I'm TJ Mark Walter, I'm an agent. Just so you know, I've heard a lot of good things about you, and I'll be watching your set. And I go, oh, that's awesome. I have no idea this guy is Patton Oswalt's agent. Yeah. I have no idea he's Titus's agent. Mm. No idea the kind of people he's worked with. And then I go, I do my set. TJ sprints across the comedy club, grabs me before I even get backstage, puts his hands on my shoulders and go, I'm your agent. And I go, cool, great. But it turns out I got one of the best in the biz.
Wow.
And he's been my agent ever since.
Wow,
so,
dude.
What I'm loyal, man.
Great story.
Yeah, I'm loyal. If you're good, if you're a good guy.
Well, you've worked
I'm
hard
loyal.
And given him a reason to be loyal.
So,
but he also is a loyal, great dude that, and I'll put my name on that too, and just the way he's, supported me and encouraged me. And
I got to tell you this story though. So this is fun. So this is another industry story, but still fun. So what happens when you get a little popular is certain agencies may try to poach you from your agent. They come to you and say, hey, you're working with this TJ guy, but
we can get you this.
We can get you. Yeah. Have you played the M&M store in Times Square? There's a stage there. Yeah. We'll get you on it.
We know the person that books it.
Yeah,
it's the green M&M.
Yeah, you dwarves love chocolate. Now you gotta fuck the green M&M.
Imagine taking a night off from making it and just performing around
it. So one time, There is an agency which will remain unnamed. But they
does it rhyme with gay pipe?
Maybe. but they found out that my wife is of Asian descent, and they're like, Brad's wife is Asian. He must like Asians. So they promoted someone from the mailroom to be a baby agent, and then they sent the agent.
I thought you were about to say a baby Asian. I literally baby almost Asian. Heard that.
Baby Asian. Still can spell better than us, but anyway, does math on an amazing level.
Yeah, baby agent.
Baby agent, which is, you know, low-level agent. Yeah. And then she comes out to the show that I'm doing and talks to me afterward, and she's friendly, and I'm like, hey, that's cool. That's, you work for that company, and that's good. I'm really happy now. She starts coming out to more shows, and she's very attractive woman, hard-working person. I'm sure she's doing well nowadays, whatever she's doing. And at some point, she breaks down, not crying, but just like looks at me and goes, hey, I got to tell you what I'm doing here. And I'm like, we're talking. We're having a conversation. Yeah. And she goes, no, I was working in the mailroom. This agency promoted me because they heard your wife's Asian. They figure you like Asian women. So they sent me and they said, hey, he likes Asian women. Go like flirt with him and then poach him for our agency. This is Hollywood, everybody. This is the kind of shit that we're dealing with. And they're like, he likes, his wife's Asian. He loves it. I don't love Asian women. I love my Asian woman. She's great. It's not like I just go and whenever I see an Asian in public, I go, see ya, honey. And I dart off. And go with that Asian woman. Oh my God. When we vacationed in China, it was horrible. Yeah. We were just going around like, honey, I love you, but I also love her
and her
and her. And her. Oh, they're everywhere.
We should go to Disneyland.
Oh, who knew? That's one of my favorite industry stories. That an agency was trying to poach me because they thought I liked Asian women based on my wife's ethnicity.
Well, they can't be the only ones that are thinking about poaching it. There's got to be also people, and there's no, you can't ever look at, I mean, some people do, and TJ did, yeah. But there's some, it takes also someone with a special eye, because I think most agents, notoriously, and I'm not just speaking for the business, but it's kind of a known thing that, like, you know, to get somebody to kind of jump in with you at the ground level,
yeah,
versus like going, here's my card, call me in 5 years when you're Brad Williams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's also a very cool thing. And for him to...
Yeah, and that's why I like our guy TJ, because he saw me from the very beginning and believed in me from the get-go. And to me, that goes a long way.
Totally. Because
he didn't have to. He had a great client list, and then he reached out to me. So
I hate to break this to you. He actually did have to. He had just lost another dwarf comic, and Gersh said, you need one on your roster.
It's a requirement.
And you were there.
Damn diversity hires. And Nick Nowicki was already represented.
He's always represented.
By the way, shout out to Nick Nowicki.
Big shout out.
Fellow dwarf comedian, opening up for Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Post these photos all the time of him, funny. Like, at arenas.
Or SNL. Like,
yeah, and just hanging with Nate and doing all the things. And he does a lot of work in the disabled community as well. So just a great dude. So shout out to Nick Nowicki. Look him up. Follow him. We'll be right back. That's your line.
And by the way, you were brilliant on the Dr. Phil Live.
Yes, the Dr. Phil episode, me, you, the most popular comedian in the world, Matt Rice, Jeremiah Watkins.
Yes.
And
so funny.
Just a blast. Cause it's,
how was it from your vantage point?
Oh.
Because you've done so... It was different, right? But it was like still in familiar territory.
Because I've been on stage with you.
Yes.
I've never been on, like, and I know how you work.
Yeah.
I don't know how you as Dr. Phil work.
Totally.
Because you have to, you're in an interesting state because you have a character that you have to maintain.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, it's funny in the moments you kind of go outside of it, obviously outside what we know that man to be. But it's just to be able to just improvise up there. And the best part about being up there with you and Matt Rife, no one gives a shit about me. You know, it's Dr.
Not
Phil,
true. Yeah.
And it's the most popular comedian in the world, Matt Rife.
Yeah.
So it's like, my job was easy, no pressure.
Right.
I could sit back, pepper in some jokes when I had them.
You did.
Let you drive, you know, let Matt take it, because that's the pretty face and the hilarious person that people are following. So that was so much fun. It's funny because when you ask me to do it and you're like, and you could be like a disgruntled Santa's elf, part of me was like, I don't really want to be an elf. But then I stopped and went, Adam's in a fucking Dr. Phil outfit. Like, it's not like I'm the only one in costume. Jeremiah is playing a character.
Starbucks barista.
So it's like we're all playing characters here.
Also, let's
have a good time.
I told somebody this too, and I go, definitely the friendship is what if I said at stake? If you don't trust up, that's enough of me. No, but is a part also of like just the trust of you knowing I'm not going to put you in a position to just be a gimmick. It's going to wanted you to be you.
Yeah.
Right. I was hiring you.
Yeah.
And then that being a fun part of it because of the holidays. And also it's not like I'm, you know, if I was the friend that and you, there's just a way to know if I was every other month being like, can you be an elf for me in a thing?
Yeah. Elf.
I just say it under my breath and you pop up.
Elf. Elf. You're just doing that.
Do you know what I'm saying though?
Yeah.
So I was hoping that I was like, all right, I also, you know, you just want your intentions to be clear about like, come play and have a blast being silly.
Yeah.
And because I'll be honest, until you started jingling your bell boots, I was just looking at you as being fun. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is why
it's just me
it's
being
great.
Fun.
Yes.
Just me being me. But then,
but you also, what's great about
had
you.
Had a prop, had some bells on my boots.
But you also then, what I think was great about the costume was you look so fucking good in that, and shout out to Amazon, by the way, a one-click purchase and it fit like a glove.
Well done.
Yeah. And, I'll never forget when you put it on, you go, and the hat fits. I was like.
There is a guy.
Did somebody I make a Christmas wish?
I mean, you know, Jews have been going through a hard time recently, so it's nice that it's nice that you got that win.
We got that.
Yeah, you got the win of your elf costume fit the dwarf head. Because it doesn't happen too often.
There's so many good pops. I can't wait for you to watch. I don't know how much of it you'll peep, but it's pretty fucking entertaining, man.
It was great.
It's a good hour 10
of
just sit back and it's like, man, there's some big pops. You, what's great about you too, Brady, that you've always done, and it's why you're not putting out your fourth special, and you're just like
Starfish, available on Veeps.
Yep, Veeps. Go to veeps.com/Brad Williams.
There you go.
And get it right now. Yep. Do we know how much it is?
Whatever it is, it goes to me. it doesn't go to the mega corporations that are
ruining
this
country.
You're
supporting the artist. It's supporting your entertainment.
If you like me and you're like, I want to support that guy, and if you want to feed an Asian dwarf baby, which I imagine y'all want to do, you want to feed an Asian dwarf baby.
And if you don't, that's racist.
Yeah, it's and sizist. Double. Oh, my God. And sexist. Holy shit.
Oof, this is a bad Christmas for you.
You're not going to heaven. Yeah. You're not going to heaven.
You're not.
If you don't feed the Asian dwarf baby, which is a great game that Milton Bradley should come up with.
You've heard of Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Don't feed the Asian dwarf baby. Yes. Go to buy the special. But
but your jokes per minute, you were throwing so many darts in this Dr. Phil live show. And so the ones that really stick, oh man, it was like big. I mean, you saw them. Yeah, it was just, and the ending, which I don't want to give away, but as we've become famous with the ending of these Dr. Phil live shows with a fake fight, this
fake.
Might be my, yeah.
Fake.
This might be my
fuck
favorite.
Fuck Jeremiah. I was taking him out. I was getting my licks in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
You haven't lived until you've seen someone kick a man with a boot that has bells on it.
And then some of the sound effects. When you pretend shove the mic in Jeremiah's asshole.
Pretend? That's called amplification, Holmes.
That way he doesn't call me back.
Yeah. I had some reverberations there.
Oh,
it was
so
good.
Funny, dude.
Yeah. Blast. Just being on stage with people that you love. Being on stage with people that you trust and
new people. It's like another, like,
I've never done anything with Matt before.
Right? Yeah.
So like I hung out with him and talked to him. Great guy. And, but to be on stage and that's kind of what what really blew him up was his crowd work and his quickness. And you definitely see that on display in this thing. So yeah, everyone's going to have a good time enjoying that one too, for sure.
Tell me before we wrap this up, Veeps, the special is there. It's called Starfish.
Yep.
Can you say why it's called Starfish?
Yes. It's not chocolate starfish and the
Who's
hot
that?
Dog flavored water, which is the name of a Limp Bizkit album. Chocolate starfish being code for the anus. It's not that.
Okay.
chocolate starfish, anus, shit. You get the idea. You're funny, Limp Bizkit. That's the title of this episode.
I think I. Limp Bizkit. No, that's gonna be the first book you read to your daughter.
Yes. Hey, it's your funny Limp Bizkit. Now let's see what Fred said to Wes. The name. Hey, I got the name of the guitar player right.
That's really impressive.
Anyway, so starfish is the name of what I do when wife and I have the fight, and she goes sleep on the couch, and I'm like, no big deal, because that's still a king size bed for me. So totally fine. So I hop on the couch and just starfish. And I'm happy. I'm just good. I'm sound as a pound. That doesn't actually happen. No. She doesn't kick me out. I kick her out. I'm still the man of the house. I'm a sexist asshole.
And I don't
make her sleep on the couch. She sleeps outside. Jesus, I'm still a man. I have priorities. Yeah. Come on, man. You gotta lay the hammer down with these women. You know they're voting now? It's crazy.
Oh my God. Starfish is a great title.
It's fun. I really
like
it.
So bit, that bit is in the special.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that bit's in the special. You'll enjoy that. And I wanted the name to make people go, wait, huh? Like I wanted to.
Yeah. Because
I feel like we went through a trend of comedy special names where it was like trying to make yourself so badass, like killing them hard.
Yeah.
Leave no regrets.
Oh, my God.
All on the line. Yeah. Like, I don't know if those were actual names.
End of time.
Yeah, I tried to make something that sounded ambiguous, but we all know a couple specials that had those kinds of titles. And
lick my ass.
Yeah.
I think that was Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan. Yeah. One of those.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those.
Well, Gaffigan
guys.
Was bite my ass.
Yeah, bite my ass. Seinfeld was very lick true. My ass. A lot of controversy with those two.
Yeah.
Who named it first? I don't know. but then now I think specials are really fun. Like you have Bert's special being Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's Razzle Dazzle? Andrew Santino's special being Cheeseburger.
Loved it.
And you're like, what's Cheeseburger?
Yeah.
So, yeah, me, Starfish.
Cool.
So look up and see. I told you why it's Starfish. But, watch the special. Veeps.com/Brad Williams. Support an Asian dwarf baby. Put her through college. Let's be honest. She's not going to get her through college. I'm not going to have to pay for it. Asian dwarf baby. She's getting in for free.
She's checking all the boxes.
That's a scholarship. They're going to put her on the brochure. It's going to be wonderful.
Brochure baby?
Brochure baby. Yeah. I mean, it needs to be.
You told me that when you found out your daughter was going to be a little person.
Yeah.
And then Asian as well.
Yes.
And you were like, she's already gotten into 12 colleges.
Yes.
I quote that joke to so many people and they laugh so hard. And so it's a no-brainer that that should be in the act. And then Brochure Baby is so...
Brochure Baby's pretty
because
solid.
Then it's also, then she grows up and then she's going around campus and everyone's like... Then she's not like, there's the Brochure Baby.
That's
it's almost like
baby.
The baby in the balloon or
like
Bubble Boy.
The Gerber Baby.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's the Gerber Baby.
Brochure Baby.
Yeah,
and then
Brochure
it's like,
baby.
Do they all, is there like some sort of
Listen, there's
conference?
There's going to be a bidding war, and we're going to take the highest offer.
There really is.
Yeah.
What if there is? Wow.
Do you want this Asian dwarf baby at your school? I mean, she won't be a baby by then unless, I don't know, put her in now. Who cares?
Brad, this is a great bit, actually. You as her agent trying to pitch the schools on what they, the same way that when the Yankees were pitched on why they should sign A-Rod.
Yeah.
Here's what you should pay him because of the TV money he's going to bring in,
mm-hmm.
the jerseys. So it's like you have a whole pitch of these schools of
Oh my God. You can never say that you're sizist, sexist, racist.
Yeah.
You know, Harvard got sued by a bunch of Asians. You want to make sure that your school doesn't get sued by Asians? Asian dwarf baby. Here's my card. Call me.
What can people expect in the special that we...
Is it
classic Brad Williams?
It's high energy.
Yeah.
I'm running around. I really like the opening. We shot an opening that I really, really enjoyed doing. We had a couple different options. And
like a mini sketch or what?
Yeah, a little quick skit, and I think you'll make the Adam Ray shit face, which I like, which is the and you'll go like
oh my God.
you'll go straight back and do the You're trying not to do it right now.
I do that.
Yes,
that
face.
Oh, my God.
It's that face. And if you see the video of me dancing at the Staples Center with you recording on your phone, you see you making that face the whole time, though.
Yeah.
You're doing it. And, one arm fist pumping. Yes, so you'll be making that face when you see the opening.
Okay, great.
But yeah, it's just a bunch of high energy, personal life, few thoughts on the world, not going deep into any particular side of the political spectrum. Mm. I think this, though, is my, I don't want to say edgiest special, but definitely the special I've taken the most chances, where if the bit doesn't go right, it's going to get awkward.
Okay.
The bits went right. We recorded at Sony Hall in New York. The crowd was fucking fire. They were just, and we didn't even tell them that it was going to be a special.
Cool.
We just sold it out. And then once they got there, we're like, hey, cameras, we're recording this. Let's go.
Whoa.
And so they didn't know. And they,
I like that.
They brought the energy. It was awesome. Good, so, man. Yeah. Veeps.com/Brad Williams. Watch the special. Go to the website, bradwilliamscomedy.com. See all the tour dates, over 70 dates. I'm coming to your city. Wherever you live, I'm there.
Don't post after he's been there. When are you coming to here? It happens to every comedian.
Every week.
All you got to do is just check the social website. Media. Check the website.
Yes.
It's actually way easier than that. Just you don't even have to follow the comedian, but follow the comedian at Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, Funny Brad on Twitter and TikTok. But go to the comedy clubs or the theaters. Just type in their name plus your city, actually.
Yeah, stuff will happen.
It's the same reason when I get upset when people are getting too specific with their porn searches. Just type in boobs and butts and hit click and see what comes up. And enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
We don't need this stepmom, fuck stepdad until stepson comes home early from Iraq. That's too specific.
There's one scene. It's not, you're going to get bored of it. So get a new thing, man. Yes. Also, if you see me on tour, it's a brand new hour.
Oh, great.
It's not material that you've seen in the special. So you can watch the special, buy tickets, watch me on tour. And it's funny you mentioned the specific. I have a whole bit right now about how I'm really glad that my likes in porn are very basic.
Oh, yeah.
And can you imagine? Some people are just into crazy shit that they have to type in and be like, all right. The moon is full. it's Mercury's in retrograde. Yeah, the whole
speaking of retrograde, she's got four pussies.
Yeah, she's got four pussies. It's the only way I can come. And
you heard about the girl in Australia though, who had two vaginas, right?
Yes. So there's got So hopefully there's one out there with four. I can only watch porn when the McRib is back.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's just
real specific.
Yeah, it's just like I can only do it this time. No.
Thank goodness we have normal fetishes.
Oh, missionary with eye contact. I'm good. I'm good. I get to look at my wife. She's pretty. I can be like, look at that.
Yeah.
We're doing the thing.
Yeah.
I'm good. And my porn searches are very just like man and woman.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Show me hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of age.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, please.
Don't want anything.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, don't. Oh, my God.
Your
wife rules, too. She got you maybe one of the coolest man cave gifts I've seen in a while.
Oh,
you
yes.
sent me a video of your man cave.
Yes.
And with complete with a coffee table that is also a fridge and also has a charging port.
Yep. And
perfect for your Brad Williams blow-up doll.
Yeah. And is a Bluetooth speaker.
That was the crazy part.
Yeah. So you can play Who Let the Dogs Out while you're charging your phone. To watch the video of me dancing to Who Let the Dogs Out, or go to Veeps and watch my new special, and it's a great one.
I can't wait for it.
It's really fun. It's just really fun.
How can you not be really fun? Every time I see you, people have a good time, and you know why? Because you have a good time. Follow Brad Williams online. Go get the special, one of the best. Coming to a city near you. And enjoy your weekend, guys.
Yeah, now let's go to the improv Christmas party and get drunk.
Yay! Comedy.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.